Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez announced last week that he's going to ask the courts to set aside 90 convictions involving one NYPD detective who was indicted for perjury. Now, more convictions could disappear in Manhattan. George Joseph of WNYC's Race and Justice Unit reports.
In 2019, NYPD Detective Joseph Franco was indicted in Manhattan for lying under oath in multiple drug cases. That criminal case against Franco is still pending. But Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez announced,
"For me, reviewing the allegations against him in Manhattan, looking at what was done in that case, I could no longer stand by these convictions."
For nearly 20 years, Franco made thousands of arrests, and many resulted in criminal prosecutions and ultimately guilty pleas.
I think it's important that we acknowledge that a lot of people pled guilty because it was their word versus a trusted detective.
But now it seems that trust has evaporated. 90 of Franco's cases could be tossed in Brooklyn. And this week, Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance confirmed to WNYC his office will be dismissing approximately 100 more convictions involving Franco. The announcement came after wrongful conviction organizations sent a letter to the Bronx and Manhattan DAs, asking them to throw out dozens more Franco convictions. Now, advocates are setting their target on the Bronx.
The delay is really intolerable. Folks who were convicted based on the word of Officer Franco daily endure the collateral consequences of their wrongful conviction.
That's Karen Neuwirth. She's an attorney with the Exoneration Project, one of the groups that signed on to the letter.
Every day they are unable to get jobs. They are unable to get student loans. They may be unable to live in or even visit family in public housing, depending on the nature of their conviction. And they shouldn't spend an additional day, much less an additional year or 2 years, under the cloud of a wrongful conviction.
Javion Torres is one of dozens of Manhattan residents who Detective Franco arrested over the course of his career. It all started one day when Torres was hanging out with some friends in Tompkins Square Park.
There was a homeless guy who came up to us and was like, hey, you guys want to try some acid?
The teenager took one of the man's pills and walked with his friends to another part of the park.
As we sat down in the dugout area, we were surrounded by three officers, one of them who was most definitely Officer Franco.
That's when he says Franco began searching him.
I had said to him as he was patting me down, "I don't have anything on me." And he said to me in my ear, not whispering, but in my ear, "I don't care if you have anything on you, you're going to jail tonight."
Torres did go to jail that night and was charged with a felony drug sale. It was his first ever arrest, and he insists it was completely bogus. Though his family was not wealthy, his mom found him a private attorney, and the case was eventually dismissed. Today, Torres has a stable job and has stayed out of legal trouble, but he worries about the other people who ran into Franco and were convicted. Torres believes prosecutors should review all of Franco's cases and those of the other narcotics officers who worked with him.
They heard this guy say, "I don't care, and you're going to jail," and they all went through with it. The two other cops that were standing right there, at the very least, heard what he said and didn't do anything about it.
The Bronx DA says it is still reviewing the detective's past cases and is already considering many for dismissal. Prosecutors there say they have identified roughly 150 cases in which Franco was involved as an undercover narcotics officer. The Bronx DA says it is planning to recommend the dismissal of any cases in which Franco played a key role. George Joseph, WNYC News.